Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Owen McGee is here with us too on Lunchtime Live. Now, Owen, on the show last week, we were talking about a lot of listeners were getting in touch with us about the tax that has to be paid on the pandemic unemployment payment and two on the wage subsidy scheme. People, we were able to find out last Thursday about what was owed. Some people not so cheery about what they have to pay, though.
Yeah, some people aren't. And I'm going to be honest with you, Andrea, there's a lot of people just they didn't realise just how much they weren't being taxed last year. But the numbers would suggest that those people are shouting loudest, because actually the numbers suggest there's 165,000 people who have a bill of less than €200. It's only one in six people who will have a bill of more than €1,000. So there's the one in six people who are on any type of COVID payment will have a bill of over €1,000. That's not a huge proportion of all the people. Like, there was hundreds of thousands of people on these unemployment benefits of some description, whatever type of COVID, PUP or wage subsidy. Mm. And the reality is that where people are most surprised are where their wages were the same or their wages went down. And the most obvious reason for that is, that, and what I mean by that is, their take-home pay was the same. They're saying, oh, sure, it was the same amount of money going into my bank account. How am I worse off? How do I owe tax on this? And that actually feels like double tax. It's not double tax. What happened there was your boss was not required to top up your payment. So revenue, were most people were getting 70%. Some people were getting 80%, but most people were getting 70% of their wages. And your boss could top it up by a further 30%, but not all bosses did. And when they didn't, that meant that you were being paid money. Your take-home pay probably felt the same. In fact, some bosses gave you just enough, not the full 30%, but maybe gave you 10 or 12%, mm-hmm. just enough to make sure that what went into your bank account was the same as what you were used to. But what wasn't happening at the time, there was no tax coming out of it. So it meant that it was just accumulating up a problem for you for now. And not even for now, let's reiterate that. You don't have to pay this bill
now.
Yeah,
that's worth pointing out.
Yeah, you can pay the bill this time next year if you want, or starting next year, you can spread it out over 4 years.
And you're not going to be penalised either. There's no interest occurring.
There's no penalties. And the important thing to realise is revenue have been very, very clear from the start. Their wording, not my wording, their wording was, we don't want people suffering financial hardship as a result of this. Remember what the whole purpose of the scheme was. The scheme, whether it was PUP or wage subsidy, it was to help people sleep at night. People were very, very, mm-hmm. and still are, very mm-hmm. worried about how are they going to put food on the table. Well, and this scheme was brought in to make sure that people were able to sleep.
Well, just on that, I have another text in here now in 53106. This listener says, please don't identify me, but could you ask Owen, can people who've been made redundant and are currently on pandemic unemployment payment claim off their mortgage protection? I haven't heard any commentary on this yet and suspect it might be another white elephant.
No, so there's mortgage protection is a very specific product. That's life cover and sometimes specified illness cover. And that pays out if you die, you get sick. That's a lump sum payout if you die, you get sick. They might be confusing with PPI, which is payment protection insurance. And payment protection insurance, typically what it does is, and you, Andrea, you might remember, there's been a lot of mis-selling of payment protection insurance. It's kind of a bad word. There was a lot of money, a lot of companies sued in the UK in particular over wrongly selling these to people, or false sales. But what they do is if you're out of work because you are sick, they might pay the mortgage for a period of time. What I would say is I'm not a fan of these products. And I hate saying that, because then you're going to get texts from people who sell these products saying they're great, or some people have a positive experience, some people have a negative experience. But you need to check the terms and conditions of your specific policy and check and see if this is a thing.
In this case, own mortgage protection doesn't. The mortgage protection is purely to pay the bank or the whoever you've got the money from to buy the house.
Yeah, and typically, like in Ireland, we're very bad at it. We all protect the bank that if we die, the mortgage gets paid off. But who's protecting the family? So most people who have a mortgage will have life cover on the mortgage, because the bank will usually insist on it. Yeah. But it doesn't kick in if you lose your job, okay. Unfortunately, not mortgage protection.
Can I ask Owen about my tax bill of €1,026 for 2020? My salary per year is €20,500, so I think it's a little high. Myself and my husband are together for revenue purposes, but he was not put on the wage subsidy. Thank you.
Yeah, in very simple terms, if you think about that, and this is really simplistic.
Yeah.
in Ireland, about 16 grand a year is the threshold before you fall into the tax bracket. So you can earn up to 16,000 euros and your tax credits will pay your taxes for you and you'll have no tax to pay. This person is earned another 4,000 euros above that, roughly, like that's just rounded. 20% of that number is 800 euro. I can see how I can get to 1,000 euros reasonably quickly with USC and everything. So what I would say there is the numbers don't seem absolutely outlandish to me, particularly if they were on the wage subsidy scheme. And I would just say to them, like, one of the things people can do here, if you're really confused about why it is, you can go to somebody who will do this. Now, we don't do it before anyone rings me, right? But there are tax planners out there and tax advisors, and they're doing lots of advertising at the moment where you can just get them to look over your last year. But not only that, they can look over the last 4 years. If a PAYE worker does a tax return, the average refund is somewhere between 800 and 1200 euro. So if you have a tax bill of 1,000 euros, the average PAYE worker gets a refund of 1,000 euros. One will write off the other there. And they can go back over 4 years for you if you want to. So I would say if you're really confused, it might be worth investing a couple of hundred euros to get a professional to look at this for you and say, OK, we're absolutely categorically, revenue have it right and it is correct and this is how it works.
Here's another interesting one. This listener says, I've heard that if employers choose, they can pay the tax amount for their employees, either in full or part, without any implications on the worker.
Yeah, this is something, and actually it was someone on Instagram, I was doing a Q&A last weekend and someone drew my attention to it. I wasn't aware of it until 10 days ago. What revenue have said is if your boss wants to, they do not have to. Let's be really clear about this, right? If your boss wants to, they can pay it and you won't get hit with BIK or any taxable benefit. You won't be hit for tax because they've paid your tax bill for you. I think it's a little bit of a can of worms. Like, I think that effectively what that is whatever way you want to dress that up, that's your boss giving you a bonus. That's what it is. And if your boss is happy to do that, great. But I do think that the reality is that these taxes, whether you like it or not, were due on this money and you didn't pay the tax at the time. It's your responsibility to pay your own taxes. And I know that feels very unfair for people, particularly when there's confusion or there's no clarity for you as to how this came about. The reality is that if you went to work and you were working in a job that wasn't availing of wage subsidy, you paid your taxes last year. If I went to work and I was availing of wage subsidy and we were both paid the same money, I came out with more because I didn't pay my taxes at the time. Now, that's not fair in society. It's not fair on the person who was working and not under wage subsidy. And the taxman does need the money, whether we realise it or not. Like, we're all very supportive of our frontline workers. We're all very supportive. And lots of us will argue that they're not being paid enough. We pay these people with taxes. And this is the way the tax system works, and it is fair that this money should be paid. And if your boss is willing to pay for it, great. But I'm going to be honest, that's a good boss.
No, yeah, absolutely. I was going to say it'll be might be a few knocks on the door, the office management door now after hearing this today. As always, our financial expert, Owen McGee, thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. There's quite a number of messages too for Owen that we didn't get around to today. We will, though. We will keep them over until next Thursday and put them to Owen then. So do tune in at around quarter to two next Thursday afternoon. That's all we have time for on today's Lunchtime Live. Sean Moncrief is up next.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.